When it comes to fancy awards, the movies have the Oscars, TV has the Emmys, music has the Grammys, and architecture, or the world of designing buildings, has its own big deal honor.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this year's ceremony for the annual Pritzker Architecture Prize.
This is Thomas Pritzker. His family started the Pritzker Architecture Prize more than 40 years ago. But in 2004, something unusual happened at the award ceremony. Something that had never happened before.
As you know, ladies and gentlemen, each year I have had the pleasure of writing a speech for this great event. It's a way to learn something new about the venue for the ceremony, which changes every year, and about the prize's esteemed recipient, who has shown...
Actually, I'm sorry, but Mr. Pritzker, can I cut in? I really want to talk about what happened in 2004, but I realize I need to give our listeners some background about your prize first. Is that okay?
Oh, by all means. I'm always happy to educate the next generation. Can somebody please turn this microphone off?
Thank you.
All right, some background, and I'll make it snappy. Like I said, the Pritzker Prize goes back 40-some years, and you might recognize the names of some of the early recipients, like I.M. Pei.
Pritzker winner 1983. Designer of the Louvre Pyramid at the Paris's Louvre Museum and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio.
Frank Gehry.
Pritzker winner 1989. Designer of the Guggenheim Museum in Spain and the Walt Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles.
The list goes on and on.
Luis Barragan.
James Sterling.
1980.
Kevin Rush, 1984.
Aldo Rossi.
And for years, all the names on that list,
Rafael Monet,
Rem Koolhaas,
had something in common. They were all men. Until, that is, 2004. Which brings us back to you, Mr. Pritzker. You can go on now.
Oh, terrific. Can somebody please turn the mic back on?
Marvelous! This year's recipient is one of the great architects of our time, with even greater promise for the future. I am pleased to present Zaha Hadid, the first woman to be honored with the Pritzker Architecture Prize.
Thank you. Thank you. This is a great honor.
Zaha Hadid was a 54-year-old architect from Iraq. In Arabic, Zaha Hadid's native language, her name means bright iron or vibrant iron. And from her impressive rise as an architect to her unexpected death at age 65, this bright, vibrant woman proved she was as strong as iron. Strong enough to forge her own way in a profession dominated by men. Strong enough to overcome one disappointment after another. And strong enough to take all the old, long-time rules of architecture and rewrite them. I'm Rebecca Shear, and this is Who, When, Wow.
Our past is vast and wild. Many things have brought us to this day. As history has been compiled, some important details have slipped away. In our spectacular shared existence, we consider it our business to recognize a few folks you may not know.
Zaha Hadid was born in Baghdad, Iraq, on October 31st, 1950.
It is a girl.
Her mother, an artist, taught Zaha to draw when she was very young.
Look, Zaha, you use the pencil to create shade and light, like this.
Zaha was a natural with pencil and paper, and by age 7, she wasn't just drawing pictures. She was sketching designs for her own unique clothing.
See how the dress is asymmetrical. One side is higher than the other.
She even designed her own furniture and got her parents to hire a professional to build it.
See how the chair zigzags. It's shaped like a Z for Zaha.
Zaha's father was a businessman and politician with a passion for travel and culture. He took Zaha to ancient ruins in southern Iraq. He showed her the great buildings of Europe.
The Eiffel Tower. The Roman Colosseum. The Great Mosque of Cordoba.
Little by little, young Zaha became fascinated with the way buildings were designed and made. And by age 11, she knew her destiny.
I will become an architect.
So, after going off to college and majoring in math... Wait a minute. People, is this a typo? Why did Zaha focus her studies on math, not architecture?
You want to know why I majored in math, Rebecca Shear?
Actually, yes. Zaha Hadid, you're all grown up. We just heard from you when you were only 11.
Yes, the year I knew my destiny. Little did I know my destiny would be so jam-packed with men, men, men. Look, Rebecca Shear, the reason I didn't major in architecture at university was because architecture was part of the engineering department. And I would have been the only woman in it.
Right. After all, this was the 1960s in the Middle East.
Precisely. Like I said, in one of the many interviews I gave during my life, as a woman in architecture, you're always an outsider. And eventually, I'd be okay with that.
You would enjoy being on the edge, as you put it.
Right. But early on, I wasn't ready. And not yet, anyway. Now, if you'll excuse me, Rebecca Shear, I must be going. I don't think you've mentioned it yet, but that aquatic center I designed in London, the one where they held the swimming events at the 2012 Summer Olympics.
The one with the super curvy roof that looks like waves?
That's the one. I have a date to swim laps with I.M. Pei.
Oh, the guy who designed the Louvre Pyramid and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He passed away in 2019, right?
He did. And we've been meeting up ever since. After hours, of course. We wouldn't want the other swimmers to think they're being haunted by the ghosts of architects past. Cheerio!
So, after majoring in math, Zaha decided it was time to follow her destiny. She moved to London to study with some of the world's top architects at the famed Architectural Association School. From the get-go, Zaha stood out. And not just because she may very well have been the only female immigrant studying architecture in England in the 1970s. She stood out because her designs were unlike anything her teachers had ever seen, especially her final project.
Well, Zaha, with graduation just around the corner, show us what you've been working on.
All right, here are my drawings. It's a hotel.
It looks like a sideways skyscraper.
Floating over the Thames River.
Yes. And you'll notice how some of the hotel spills over onto the riverbank, like it's falling down in fragments. I thought that was a fun touch.
Well, Zaha's teachers thought it was more than fun. They awarded the project a special prize, the Diploma Prize, and declared that Zaha Hadid
has spectacular vision
and
is the most talented student we've ever taught.
And my personal favorite
is like a planet in her own orbit.
Zaha graduated with top honors, and in 1980, she got her British citizenship, rented a space in a former school, and started her own company, Zaha Hadid Architects.
And boy, did I have a lot to prove.
Zaha, you're back. How was the swim?
Utterly refreshing. I.M. Pei could hardly keep up with me. But back to Zaha Hadid Architects. Can you imagine what people thought of me when I started my architectural firm? This 30-year-old immigrant woman. Yeah, but I didn't care.
Well, yeah. It's like you said in another of the many interviews you gave during your life, architecture is no longer a man's world.
This idea that women can't think three-dimensionally is ridiculous. I did say that, didn't I? Brilliant. Oh, look at the time. You know, know that ski jump I designed in Austria in 2002?
The one people say looks like an intergalactic space station?
That's the one. I'm meeting Michelangelo for a couple of runs down the slope.
You mean Italian Renaissance painter and sculptor Michelangelo was an architect too? And wait, he skis?
Yeah, are you kidding me? He was the architect who designed the Dome of St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City, one of the most famous churches in the world. And yes, he skis. Though if you ask me, his technique could use some work. Anyway, we see you later.
Now that Zaha had her own company, she started looking for work. She entered competitions. She pitched designs to potential clients or customers. But every time she heard back...
Hello?
The response was always the same.
I'm sorry, Miss Hadid, but we're going with another architect on this project. I hope you understand.
The truth is, Miss Hadid, you're just not the architect we're looking for. But best of luck. Your vision doesn't quite match our vision, Miss Hadid, but we'll definitely keep you in mind for the future.
And then, in 1982...
Hello?
Zaha got the call she'd been waiting for.
Congratulations, Miss Hadid. You've been chosen to design The Peak, the new mountaintop resort here in Hong Kong.
That's magnificent news.
Yes. Out of hundreds of submissions from around the world, yours was by far the most imaginative, the most inspired.
Why, thank you.
No, Miss Hadid. Thank you. The way you designed the resort so that it juts out from the mountaintop like it's exploding.
Well, that was just an idea I had to fragmentize the structure as
and the way the swimming pool seems to float above the hotel, like it's defying gravity.
Oh, you liked that touch. Because when I designed it, I was thinking that since it's...
It's marvelous, Miss Hadid. It's modern. It's exactly what we need here in Hong Kong. We look forward to working with you.
Zaha could hardly believe her luck. This was her big break, her first commission or hired a job since she started her firm.
Happy first commission to me. Happy first commission.
But then, not long after that first call came in.
Hello?
I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, Miss Hadid, but your services are no longer needed at the Peak. We have decided that your inspired, imaginative design is also impossible.
Impossible?
Yes. The way the resort juts out from the mountaintop.
But I thought you appreciated how it looks like it's exploding.
And the way the swimming pool seems to float above the hotel.
Yes. So it looks like it's defying gravity and hovering over the...
It's utterly unbuildable, Miss Hadid. So sorry.
Pretty disappointing, right? I mean, so much for a big break. But remember, Zaha was as strong as iron. So she kept casting her line, so to speak.
Good day. This is Zaha Hadid. Hi there. This is Zaha
following
Hadid.
Up on the design. Hoping that someone would bite.
I'm wondering if you received the plans I proposed.
And then, at long last...
I'm calling to see if you've chosen the designer for your new building.
They did.
You have? And it's me? Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I look forward to working with you, too. Yes.
It was 1990, 10 long years after Zaha Hadid Architects first opened its doors. And though no one knew it yet, this new commission would set the architectural world on fire.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
Welcome back to Who When Wow. I'm Rebecca Shear. Today we're talking about cutting-edge architect Zaha Hadid.
Everyone is all fired up to see the new fire station designed by up-and-coming Iraqi-British architect Zaha Hadid. Locals agree that the glass and concrete structure in the German town of Weilenhain looks nothing like your traditional firehouse.
Oh, those tilted walls and that sloping up roof. It reminds me of a bird taking wing.
Or a paper plane flying in the air.
Miss Hadid says she calls the building Movement Frozen.
I wanted it to embody the tension of always being alert, always ready to explode into action. Just like a real firefighter.
The fire station is Miss Hadid's first commission, but she's determined to blaze a trail in the male-dominated world of architecture and not just be a flash in the pan.
With the construction of the Vitra fire station in Germany, Zaha Hadid's future was looking bright. But in 1994, her career nearly went up in smoke. It all started with a seemingly promising phone call.
Hello?
Congratulations, Miss Hadid. You've been chosen to design the Cardiff Bay Opera House, the brand new home of the Welsh National Opera, here in Cardiff Bay, Wales.
That's wonderful news.
Yes, out of hundreds of submissions from around the world. Yours was by far the most unusual, the most daring.
Thank you.
No, Miss Hadid, thank you. The way the performance spaces flow one into the other, so you hardly know when you've left one room and entered another.
Well, I figured that way the audience members could have an experience
and
where they...
And the way you closed the entire building in glass, so everyone can look down and behold the crashing waves of Cardiff Bay?
Well, the bay is such a stunning geographical feature. I wanted to make sure that the natural element of the environment...
It's brilliant, Miss Hadid. It's uncommon. We want our opera house to do for Cardiff Bay, Wales, what the Sydney Opera House did for Sydney, Australia. To make our city one people flock to from all over the world. And thanks to you, it will. We look forward to working with you.
As you can imagine, Zaha was overjoyed about this commission.
For I'm a jolly good architect, for I'm a jolly good architect, for I'm a jolly good architect.
But her celebration,
which nobody can deny,
was short-lived.
Hello?
I'm sorry to deliver the message, Miss Hadid, but your services are no longer required at the Cardiff Bay Opera House. We have decided that your unusual, daring design is also unfeasible.
Unfeasible?
Yes. The way the performance spaces flow one into the other, so you hardly know when you've left one room and entered another.
Right, but when we first spoke, you told me that you loved
how... The way you enclosed the entire building in glass?
Yes, but didn't you say you liked the way it reflected the waves?
It's unbuildable, Miss Hadid. And may I offer my apologies.
Does any of this sound familiar to you? The exact same thing happened in 1982, right? With the Peak Resort in Hong Kong? At first, Zaha was ready to throw in the towel, to quit architecture forever and become a painter or a teacher. But she knew she couldn't give up her dream. So she summoned her inner strength, her strength of iron, and started submitting designs again, entering competitions. And then, when she was 46 years old, she won a commission that would...
I won a commission that would make history.
Yes, you did. Welcome back, Zaha. How was your ski date with Italian Renaissance architect Michelangelo?
Brilliant. Michelangelo was eating my dust. Or snow. But about that commission, Rebecca Shear, it was for a modern art museum in Cincinnati, Ohio. I designed it to resemble a massive stack of concrete boxes floating on air and soaring over a street corner right in the middle of town.
That's truly incredible. The New York Times design critic thought it was so amazing. He said you made architectural and urban history.
Well, I did. When I got the job, would you believe I became the first woman ever to design a museum in America?
That was 1997, and I, an Iraqi-born British citizen, was the first woman to get such a job.
That's huge, and kind of pathetic that it took that long.
Kind of pathetic? It was completely pathetic. But I worked hard to win that commission. I fought hard.
Well, like you said in one of your many interviews, having to fight hard has made me a better architect.
That's the truth. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm expected at the Guangzhou Opera House in China, the one I designed in 2011 to resemble two enormous granite and glass pebbles in a stream.
Oh, yeah. And the interior is lit with thousands of tiny lights, so it's like you're looking up at stars in the night sky.
That's the one. I have an opera date with the world-renowned American architect, Frank Lloyd Wright. Oh, and he's every bit as fussy about punctuality as he is about his blueprints. Ta-ta.
After designing the art museum in Cincinnati, Zaha's career took off. A year later, she was chosen to design another art museum, this time in Rome, Italy. That same year, she was selected to design a train station in France. After that, she designed that futuristic ski jump in Austria. And then, in 2004, she became the first woman to win the esteemed Pritzker Prize.
Thank you. Thank you.
From there, Zaha designed this spectacular bridge in the Middle East, one that's been called
the most complicated bridge ever built.
Then there was the Opera House in China, the Olympics Aquatic Center in London. And all this time, by the way, Zaha wasn't just designing buildings and structures. She was hearkening back to her childhood and designing clothing and furniture. And fun fact, these days, a chair designed by Zaha Hadid Architects sells for nearly $200,000. In some towns, you can buy a decent-sized house for that price. Anyway, when Zaha Hadid turned 61, she scooped up another big honor. The biggest honor in her adopted country, in fact.
Zaha Hadid, by the power vested in me as the Queen of the United Kingdom of Great Britain, I hereby name you a Dame Commander of the Order of the British Empire.
A dame is the female equivalent of a knight, so yeah, pretty big deal. By the next year, we're talking 2013, Zaha Hadid had 400...
You mean Dame Zaha Hadid.
Fair enough. How was the opera, Dame Zaha?
I'm not going to lie. I dozed off during the first act. See, I pulled a zillion all-nighters when I was alive, and I'm still catching up on sleep. But what were you going to say about 2013, Rebecca Shear?
Oh, I was going to say you had 400 people working for you. You had taken over the entire school building you rented in 1980. And you and your team were designing something like, what, 950 projects in 40-some countries?
That sounds about right. Obviously, those projects didn't all pan out, but never a dull moment at Zaha Hadid Architects. I definitely came a long way from sitting alone in my office waiting for the phone to ring.
Well, like you said in one of your many interviews, one of the secrets to success is having a goal. You said the goalposts might shift, but you should have a goal.
That's precisely what I believe. Or believed. Goodness. I died of that unexpected heart attack years ago now, back in 2016, and I still have trouble using the past tense.
Well, your death really stunned and saddened a whole lot of people. But it isn't like your work is over. All the unusual, unexpected, utterly exhilarating things you designed, they inspire people to this day.
True.
Not that your legacy only lives on in your buildings. It lives on in all the women who followed your example and pursued a career in architecture.
I knew I designed millions of doors. I guess I opened them too.
Yeah. And now all these women can follow their dreams, their destiny, just like you did. And hey, I know I'm not a world-famous architect from the annals of time, like I.M. Pei or Michelangelo or Frank Lloyd Wright, but What do you say we check out an exhibit at your art museum in Cincinnati? If we can peel our eyes away from the architecture, of course.
I say, count me in. For I'm a jolly good architect. For I'm a jolly good architect. For I'm a jolly good architect. Which nobody can deny.
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Who When Wow Mystery Edition early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with the Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts or Wondery Plus in the Wondery app. And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Who When Wow is an original Tinkercast production. Our show is written by me, Rebecca Shear. Eric Shimalonis is the mastermind behind our original music and sound design. Meredith Halpern-Ranzer, Mindy Thomas, and Guy Raz serve as our show's executive producers, with additional production assistance from Henry Moskal. Our Who When Wow theme song was composed and performed by The Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com. Special thanks to this week's actors: Evan Casey, Theodore Chin, Kevin Corbett, Jessica Rao, Alejandro Ruiz, Nick Schally, Ryan P. Schreim, Chris Stinson, and in the role of Zaha Hadid, Heather Raffo. Want to keep the Who When Wow experience going all week long? Grown-ups, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Our handle is @WhoWhenWowPod. Visit WhoWhenWow.com for free activities and resources that extend the wow after each episode. We couldn't put the wow in Who When Wow without you, so thanks for listening. Now get out there and make a difference in your world. You could be the next who to wow the future.
Who When Wow was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.